What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bad vibes all around last night at Fenway.
Right off the rip. They didn't wait around.
No, you didn't get to settle into that one. That's terrible. You get the news of the day, right? Yesterday afternoon, Alex Cora walks into the afternoon show. Roman Anthony out for the season, basically, is what he says. And you're like, all right. Starting with an opener, which I never loved. And I know they've won some games that way, but I never loved that. So Brennan Bernardino, starting pitcher. Nate Eaton, leadoff hitter. You're like, what is this? What is this?
They're eating L's is what they're doing.
They're eating L's. Yeah. They're going for a sweep. And you can hear it in Will Fleming's voice.
Yeah.
Like, this was a mess.
It horrible. I half respect the Red Sox for just getting it all out of the way early. Like, yeah. Anthony news right away from Cora yesterday on EEI Afternoons.
Here comes Jordan Hicks in the first inning.
Inning or two, you're like, hey, catch up on your TV. Clean out the DVR in advance of football tonight, which gets going. But we're talking baseball here. It's never boring with Rob Bradford, WEEI. He's brought to you by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlandEnergy.com. Bradfo, what's up?
McFarland, yes. It's good to talk to you guys once again. And I feel fully responsible for this last couple days because I hit publish on a story after Monday's game, and it said life is good for the Red Sox.
Good boy. Yeah, that's on you.
Which it was.
Yeah.
It was.
Well, yeah. It's a Stephon Diggs level apology, which we appreciate.
Rob.
Let's start with the news of the day yesterday. Roman Anthony out 4 to 6 weeks, oblique strain. Cora confirmed it. He told Anthony to visualize or envision playing in game one of the ALCS. Are we going to see Roman Anthony again this year?
Well, here's the thing. If Alex Cora tore that to Tristan Cassis, he would literally be sitting in a dark room for the next month and visualizing it, right? which is a great scene. But I think that there's no dancing around this. If you had to say, and I'll ask you guys, if you had to say the two most important players on the Red Sox, or two of the three, you would have to say Crochet and Anthony. And coming off of that game where Anthony hurt his oblique, you know, Crochet had the bad game, Anthony hurts himself, and you're just holding your breath that Aroldis Chapman doesn't happen to him. Those are the big three. So they don't run isolations for outfielders in baseball, fortunately for the Red Sox, and you still can win with an injury. But boy, man, like, let's not diminish how important this is.
I was going to say, Cora kind of compared it to losing Tristan Casas and then the trade of Rafael Devers, which I understand what he's doing, but Casas, they never really got out of the starting blocks. And then Devers, the team was struggling at the time. Like, since Roman Anthony's been up, they've been one of the best teams in baseball. So I feel like it's not exactly apples to apples here. Like, this is a far more significant loss.
Yeah, well, let's take the Devers comparison. The reason that worked was because you had Roman Anthony to fit. I mean, one of the things was it fit right. You had the next level of things. This is the reason you did it, was because you said, if we trade this guy, these guys are going to be able to play more. That we are going to juggle the roster and the lineup a lot better. And that's just simply not the case. I mean, you're scrambling now. Like, where before you found Roman Anthony not only as a productive guy along the lines of what Devers would be, but also the leadoff hitter, which allowed Jaren Duran to go the number three spot, which he seemed to be more comfortable at. And now you have to juggle all things around. And it's not even, we are not even talking about the fact is that you're taking out Willie Abreu and Roman Anthony. You're taking out these two really, really good offensive players, by the way, who both hit from the left side. So you do not have replacements for Roman Anthony or really Willie Abreu right now.
Yeah, Abreu also doesn't sound close. No. I don't know if it's the same time frame as Anthony, but he also doesn't sound close. How do they replace Roman Anthony? I realize the answer is they don't singularly. They have options in Worcester. The password has been up before. Christian Campbell obviously started the year up here. Are those guys options, or are they going to try to piece it together with Sogard, Eaton, pieces like that?
I think in the short term, they're going to piece it together, but the problem, I'll come back to it, they don't hit from the right side of the plate. You know, this is being the right
meaning
side
the
being
proper
the left
side. Yeah, yeah, right, right.
Right. I mean, that's a very real thing, especially when you don't have Abreu. So how they fix this? Well, I think that it'd be interesting to see if they bump Duran back up to the top of the order, which they obviously didn't. But I think they can get by. I mean, I keep saying they don't run isolations for outfielders, but they don't. I mean, this is baseball. This isn't like losing Tatum, right? This is how this works. You can function. But the problem is that you need everybody to step up, much like when Bregman got hurt, right? You need other guys to step up and be the best version of themselves. Now, Romy Gonzalez has been a ton better lately. Trevor Story has been good, but you need Bregman to step up, and he can say, oh, everyone just has to keep doing what they're doing. Actually, no. I mean, you have to actually be a little bit better when it counts the most, because this is, this is where the rubber meets the road, man. Like, if you want to win the division, you got Toronto coming up. And when that comes around the order, it's not going to be like it was the other night every time, where Nate Eaton comes up and you get the production that you get from Roman Anthony. You're going to have Roman Anthony's spot come up in the order, and you're not going to get that production more times than not.
They have a 6-game lead over the Rangers right now. So they don't get an injury excuse. Like, if they miss the playoffs, even with Roman Anthony missing the last month of the season, that would be a huge collapse and a failure, right?
I'm not going to say, because, again, I just said life is good, so I'm not going to say that. It's not going to happen. But they want to get the division. That's still somewhat realistic. You most importantly, you want to get home field. You want to be able to play these games at home. But I think that when it comes down to what the Red Sox, how they're going to be able to function, and if they're going to be able to keep the vibes in their corner, it will be pitching. It won't be Roman Anthony. It will be pitching. Like, this, every streak that they've gone on has been led by their pitching. You can't have downturns from Crochet. You can't have downturns from Bayo and Giolito. You have to have the feel-good story of Peyton Tolley keep on going. You cannot have a downturn in terms of relievers. You have to figure out Jordan Hicks isn't an option, so you have to figure out who is an option. You have to figure out all of it. Like, the pitching is everything for this team and for this run.
We'll get to the pitching in a moment, I'm sure. But real quick, the Twitch chat is caterwauling about it. You mentioned they don't have enough left-handed hitters. So the obvious person to look at would be Rafi Devers. I don't miss him. Keith doesn't miss him. I guess I don't know if you miss him or not, Brad Foe. Do the Red Sox miss Rafael Devers?
No. No, and Rafael Devers, I know that he had the terrible streak, which is well documented on the show. You guys do an expert job of monitoring the ebbs and the flows. And by the way, Rafael Devers did teach me one thing, that you don't have to go all the way around the bases after hitting a home run, that you can just veer off and fight somebody. Oh. So
I thought it was going to be a second slice of cheese on that burger.
Yeah. So, and he's been good. And by the way, the Giants all of a sudden are like somewhat back in the playoff consideration.
Yeah.
But kind of. But this dig in on this. I mean, they are, what Craig Breslow said, which we all mocked, which was, hey, you're going to win more games doing it this way than the other way, the way that we were doing. And they have. Like, can we quantify that exactly? I don't know. But all I know is that since then, go through all the offensive numbers, go through the record and all of it, they've been better. So that is what it is when it comes to this team. So we can't, like, play second guess about, oh, well, what if you have Rafael Devers? Because the other part about that with Rafael Devers sticking around is, I know that people don't want to hear this, but Roman Anthony probably doesn't do what he's doing. Because, like, you're picking your spots when he's playing. You're picking your spots when other guys are playing. One of the things it did was free up and give these guys a chance who took advantage of the chance. So, yeah, okay, right now, would you like to have Rafael Devers bat? Sure. A bat like Rafael Devers? Sure. But that's not, A, isn't realistic, and B, really, like, it shouldn't even be part of the conversation.
All right, what's your take on Garrett Crochet coming off his worst start, maybe of his career? This is also his first real full season of Major League Baseball, so far and away a career high in innings. The stats are out there about on normal rest versus an extra day, how much better he is with that extra day. How should they use Crochet the rest of this month?
You got to be careful. You know, if you have to make sure you build in at least that extra day of rest or that fifth day of rest. You have to do it. And you can't, and I know that looking for the division, and I know that he'll say he's fine, but the reality is the reality. He's living in a world that he's never.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lived in before, and off of what you saw last time out, I don't think he's that guy. I think Mike's like the other times that he's had a downturn, he'll bounce back, but you're gonna end up with a crazy amount of innings for him. And by the way, if you actually want to do anything, we've talked about this before, the reality of baseball for baseball starters is that you're gonna add on 20 to 25 innings to, if you have a legitimate any kind of postseason run. So you got to do what you got to do. The problem for them is that they don't have a lot of luxury items in that rotation. There isn't the Kyle Harrisons right now. There isn't the Dustin May. There isn't, you know, some of these Richard Fitz. They don't have that. They don't have the freedom, oh my goodness, we have too many starters. What are we going to do with them? So you got to find a way to do it, because he is. That's your meal ticket right there.
Maybe you just answered this, but should they make the playoffs, and I know it's just one start for Peyton Tolley, Magnum P.I.G., or Big Stash, is that what Wiggy's trying to get going?
I love Peyton Tolley.
Yeah, I didn't hate that.
I mean, you guys hit it. You hit it right on the head. I mean, the Magnum P.I.G., come on.
Yeah. Yeah. So, again, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves after one start, but let's say they get to the playoffs. I'm sure they're trying to figure out how he fits in on a postseason roster. Where does he fit? Is he a starter? Is he a high-leverage reliever? What's his fit should they get to October?
They said they aren't – Alex Cora said they aren't worried about his workload, that he's on target, and that, you know, they aren't going to draw back on his innings, because that's what you see a lot of times, guys fresh off colleges or the minor leagues. But they said they aren't going to draw back. But, you know, the fact is that you have pitched more than you ever have. And right now it seems like they're going to keep him as a starter, and maybe they just say – let's just hope for the best. Let's just hope he can handle it. He's a big guy. Sure, let's ride him out. But if nothing else, we've said it all along, he's David Price circa 2008. Like, for me, that plays. Fastball, here it comes, right down the middle. Try to hit it. We saw that 80% of the time in his first start. So he's obviously part of the solution, but I think that for the Red Sox, where they're at right now, I think they could say what they want about not being concerned, but I don't think they have any other options. They need this guy in the starting rotation. I mean, I don't think there's any question about it. By the way, I love talking with this kid. And, like, you guys, and he got a taste of it after that first game.
Yeah.
Like, what personality? I asked him yesterday about the hotel, what's the nicest hotel he's ever stayed in. And, you know, because, listen, he's about to go to the Phoenician, which is, oh, my goodness, let me tell you.
Okay.
I said, if you're going to start knowing it's a nice hotel when they leave slippers by your bed every time they turn down the bed.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, that's big league.
Slippers?
But he's like, the Tollies aren't really used to nice hotels. I'm like, what do you have, Red Roofie and Elite status? I mean, like, but I just, like, it's like the Campbell thing all over again. Wait, we don't have to share a room? Wait, we get to fly on a plane with alcohol on it? Like, what? What's going on?
It is amazing, though, that you're starting the year with Campbell up and us waiting for Meyer and Anthony. And for different reasons, all three of those guys aren't a part of the team now, and yet we're all aboard the Peyton Tolley Express. Like, everybody loves this guy. He's great. Last time we talked to you, Rob, they had not extended Aroldis Chapman yet. Having maybe his best season of his entire career, he is in his late 30s. What was your takeaway from the extension, and why get it done now?
Yeah, I asked him at the All-Star game, are you talking about a contract extension? He said, no, we have zero talks. And obviously, that was my first question at the press conference. They're like, okay, when did that change?
Yeah.
And he said a couple of weeks ago. I guess you give the Red Sox credit, because I think it falls under, you never know unless you ask. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they say yes. Because if you're Aroldis Chapman, you can't tell me he's not getting a three-year deal. I don't care how old he is. He could get a three-year deal, but he decided, hey, this is where I want. You hit the sweet spot of a guy. It's the same thing with these other extensions. If a guy likes where he is and he isn't worried too much about the money or the years, then fine, we'll take it. But I think it was a huge, huge thing, because you don't want to be chasing closers, especially with the fact is that he can take a little bit of a downturn. He's still going to be awesome, right? He's still going to be really, really good. He's still going to be a closer. So, yeah, I think it's another check our feather in a Breslow's cap.
He is the extension maven. I think he should just be the chief extension officer.
That's a good title.
But don't do trades. Have somebody else do your trades. You're awful at trades.
The CEO of the Red Sox. Maybe
knock
maybe
it off with trades.
Maybe Kennedy would have an issue with that. The CEO of the Red
Sox. His offseason was insanely good, right?
It was great, but it was I guess he did trade for Crochet. So, yeah, you're right. I'll give him that. But in-season trades, trash.
Yeah, Matt's is good. Yeah,
Matt's been good.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Please. I'm talking about Matt's. He's fine. Yeah. Oh, good. He's fine. What about Jordan Hicks?
Well, that one's...
That has not been good.
What about Danny Jansen?
What about trading away Devers?
Luis Garcia.
We like Devers off the team.
Can I ask you guys a question about, speaking of the younger players? Because I value you guys' opinion about so many things.
Then you may.
So now I have two of the top Red Sox prospects both saying they don't know who Pearl Jam is.
Oh, so I was just going to bring this up, yeah. Brad Foe. You talked to Marcelo Meyer on the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. I was just going to bring this up.
He might just be messing with you, though.
Yeah, maybe.
No. He definitely was not. He was definitely not.
Does not know Pearl Jam.
Yikes. No. Yeah. I like talking to Marcelo because he's just the right amount of cocky. You guys know him well.
Yeah, good friend of the show. Yeah, one of our best friends.
Of the show.
Yeah.
And I said at the end of the interview, after we talked about his lack of knowledge of Pearl Jam and everything else, I said, okay, you get one question for me. He looks at me. He's like, who dresses you?
That's a good question. Maybe the hardest hitting question of the day.
That is a great question. Wow.
I feel like I'm bringing generations together every time I talk to that kid.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's excellent. Like
all right. We'll check out the latest from Brad Foe, Baseball Isn't Boring podcast with Marcelo Meyer. Follow him on Twitter at Brad Foe. Rob, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you later.
All right, Rob Bradford with all the latest there on the Red Sox. I agree with him. Score one for Craig Breslow, big time, when it comes
good
to
extension. Another good extension.
Yeah. For the chief extension officer. That's what you're calling him over there?
Yeah, I do
like that. Okay.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.